Listen, the Science Forum is officially kicking off today. We're certainly going to be there as Talk Radio 702. And it really seeks to ignite conversations about science and promises really to be bigger and better than ever. You'll know, of course, the National Development Plan recognizes that for us to achieve our 2030 goals, we have to place science, technology and innovation at the center of our developmental agenda. But how do we get young people interested in STEM careers? How do we get young people interested in innovation? And importantly, the question we must also ask, is South Africa putting its money where its mouth is and investing in science, technology and innovation research? We're joined now by the Minister of Science and Technology, Mamoloko Kubayi Ngubane. A very good morning to you, Minister, and thank you so much for your time.
Good morning, Bongani, and good morning to the listeners.
Listen, firstly, let me say congratulations. You've just been nominated as a member of the World Economic Forum's Artificial Intelligence Council. What does that mean for you, and particularly, I suppose, for advancing South Africa's quest to be ready for the fourth industrial revolution?
Thank you very much. Indeed, the nomination for us means that we are being recognized by world countries as one of the critical players around machine learning. And precisely because we've been engaging from a policy point of view to say, how do we get South Africa ready? And making sure that our institution starts looking at it. At a point where CSIR, under the Department of Science and Technology, has been starting to implement some elements of fourth industrial revolution in terms of machine learning to look at that. So it's through the conversation. I've been invited by WEF to be part of the dialogues that they held during their conference in Dijon. And it is out of those dialogue and conversations where we started saying there are areas that perhaps the world leaders are not looking at that we need to look at, but also being able to contribute to say, from an African point of view, yeah, we've seen a lot of development in technology that does not recognize our culture, does not recognize who we are. For example, if you look at some of the face recognition technologies, do not recognize an African face. So these are some of the contributions that we've been able to bring to the table. And I think that's what has led to the World Economic Forum recognizing our participation and saying in South Africa we have a role to play on behalf of the continent.
Listen, we often talk about, you know, it's a peppy phrase, African solutions for, you know, by Africans, right? African problems being solved by Africans. But what are we doing? It seems to me that we quite often, I don't know, are trying to play a catch-up game with the developed world in trying to pursue things that matter to them instead of coming up with innovations that address our specific problems in our conditions that perhaps the world may benefit from.
Yes, definitely. Look, from a science and technology point of view, I don't think we're talking, but we're walking the talk. For example, yesterday we launched Saatchi Chess that we are supporting for African countries. Specifically, 60% of them will be women. And this is our investment into Africa. And that's not the only one. When we went and did our bid as South Africa on the SKA, we said it's for Africa. So we also made sure that we bring other African countries. So what we have been saying to our researchers is that we need to make sure, and our institution, we need to make sure that we build capacity on the continent and make sure that Africans themselves are involved in science, are involved in researching solutions that we are faced with. And I've been saying to the to the portfolio many people that science will not be relevant, will not be able to do anything relevant if we are not solving the problem. So from our side, it's solving problems of Africa using science and technology and innovation.
Some people will say, Minister, it's great that you want to solve problems of Africa, but how about we fix our own backyard first? I mean, let's talk about transformation, right? Black women, black men, for example, still make up, what, less than 20% of scientific academic research, particularly in STEM careers. We haven't solved that problem yet. Why on earth are we worried about what the rest of the continent looks like?
We have made steady progress, Bongani. We're sitting at 40% in terms of women participation. Where we are very lacking is postdoctoral researchers, especially on women. We're sitting at 3% because, and what we have started to do is to say, let's look at the problems. What is it that causes more women not to move into postdoctoral? So they move into doctorate And once they get the doctorates, they don't come. But what we have done, we've been able to come up with designated funding specifically for women. We launched earlier this year Sachi Chair specifically out of 20 of them and are only women. So we've been able to have designated programs that are facing, that are channeled towards women. And we've got our annual science awards where we also give recognition to women who are doing well. But not only that, we give them support in terms of sponsorship, money that can help improve their research, money that can help them enhance their work. So that is already in place, and we think we'll be able to make it. I think where we still have a problem, and I don't want to be sounding like I'm saying there is no problem. Where we still have a problem, Bongani, is that we're finding a lot of young girls passing matric with maths and science.
Yeah.
When they go to university, some of them, we lose them. Then others do junior degree, because remember, we're also interested in postdoc and in postgraduate. Yeah. So they do junior degree, then you start losing them. And then you're finding a number of male participants coming up into the master's and PhD. And this, when I was in the forum at Kigali, where we focus on what are the impact and what are the issues that impact on women and why they are not staying in universities or to become, scholars. It came through that there isn't more support. For example, if you are a researcher and you are doing postdoctoral qualification, part of the requirement is that you must present in international conference. So if you are a mother, for example, if you are like me, you have a less than two-year-old baby, the conferences do not provide a facility to support you to bring your child, or even the funding that you get from either a sponsor or a bursary that you have never make provision that you can be able to travel with the child. So what many women do is that they then opt to go and start their families, wait course, and then once the children have grown, then they come back later. So we're saying, are we able to intervene so that we can support them and find mechanisms? Those are some of the conversations we are having with our National Research Foundation, which is assisting us to fund this. Are we able to put together a funding comprehensively for women and make sure that they sustain?
I suppose we need a longer conversation, Minister, and one of these days we must invite you to come to the studio so we can thrash out these issues much more extensively than we're able to do this morning. We'll have to leave it there, but there's so many questions to still deal with, particularly when it comes to what we spend as a percentage of GDP as far as development and making sure we're investing in research in this way properly. Mm-hmm. I know there have been concerns about units that have been closed down, for example, at the CSIR. We'll have a longer conversation. How does the phrase go? My people will talk to your people, and maybe we'll set it up.
Definitely, I'll be willing to come through and have the conversation, Bongani.
Fantastic. Minister of Science and Technology, Mamoloko Kubai Ngubane, launching today's Science Forum.